Weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, and the fastest way, of course, is to go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stories and videos. That's where the recall is about the Savage cat food recall. And that's where you'll find all the eagle pictures and the eagle nest and the babies and all of that. And I'm posting that so you can see where to watch the videos there. It's really quite wonderful to watch Mother Nature in action. Sometimes it hurts when you lose.
And it hurts.
yeah. And sometimes it's absolutely magnificent and wonderful, but that's the balance of life, which we don't seem to have much of right now. Anyway, it is the third Sunday of the month. And so that means it's behavior training and healing with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Find out about them and their background if you don't know. And for personal readings or whatever's going on with you, Natasha is here. And remember, she's having a lot of stuff with all the astrological stuff, you know, the eclipse and the full moon and Mercury's in retrograde and all the planets and all that. Messing with Natasha because she's one of those sensitive ones. So she says she's already in the ozone. She's in woo-woo territory already, so it's a great day to find out all that good stuff. So shall we test her and see how it's going? So we are going to first up head over. Oh, and by the way, phone lines are open, so now's the time to get in line. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And we are going to head first to Seattle. And Diane, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning. This is a follow-up call from last week. My son David, one of his dogs passed away, Khaleesi, and he has Max left. So I want to touch base with all of them. And Max is chewing on his leg, so we think he is stressed over losing his sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which will cause a little bit of gut unbalance is what I'm getting, that there's a little bit of that gut. The gut gets
his intestines and intestinal tract upset by all of this. Is that what you're saying, Natasha?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And so and our vibration of our planet is changing too, and so with that there's some things that are hitting our animals a little bit differently. So I would say that if we have a lot of allergens coming up, like the trees are starting to bloom and that kind of stuff. So I get that it's a little bit of everything, but a lot of this is the grief that's going on. And so if you can maybe help by, what's the ones left? Wanting to be distracted a little bit. So, maybe go on a walk, but not necessarily long walks, but just.
Are we talking about Max, the dog?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
You're just trying, because you, Diane, you said he was chewing on his leg.
Yeah.
You also said, Natasha, I think you mentioned digestive intestinal tract stuff. Has Max got anything going on digestively?
That we're aware of.
Okay. But chewing on a leg, that, you know, definitely could be stress related.
And that's where I was going. Like he was saying that he would like to go for littler walks just to break up his day a little bit more. Do something to distract him.
He what?
He does get those walks.
Okay.
But he's saying he needs more or shorter and more frequent walks,
or just
Natasha?
Something. Just something.
Or
to
something
distract
different.
Him.
Different.
Just distract him. You know, like if he likes peanut butter, put peanut butter in something that makes it hard for him to get at it. You know, just something that kind of gets him. He understands what he's going through, but there's still that that needing that he's just saying that he's his leg is the thing that he's going to distract him.
Right.
Okay. Now what about
the vet agreed it's anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah. And so helping with the anxiety is giving him something that he doesn't want to work at it necessarily, but he just wants to we have a bone that we put peanut butter deep into it sometimes.
Yeah. So he needs distractions is what you're saying.
And yeah. He's asking for them. Just that,
you know, maybe switch up
process.
The schedule or new or different. Add a new game or puzzle or toy. What about Natasha? Can you check on Khaleesi, the dog that passed? Is everything okay there?
Yeah. Yeah. Very peaceful. Checks in on you guys a lot. Very grateful.
Is there anything that Khaleesi, Natasha, is there anything that Khaleesi could do from the other side to help Max?
Khaleesi is really conscious that if, you know, coming in and being with Max might trigger the grief more.
That's what I was wondering.
So very kind of walking that fine line type of thing. Yeah, because I'm getting like there's that I want to check in, but I'm afraid to make him sadder. You know, I don't want to make him sadder.
Right.
That's what Khaleesi is saying?
Yeah.
All right. How about we explain to Khaleesi that if she were to visit had come in, it would help Max understand that it was only her physical body that died, that her soul is still alive, and it could actually help him move through the grief rather than put him in more
Max
grief.
Max is really grieving the physical part, though.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what we need to know. That's why you're here.
Yeah, he's grieving the physical part. And
sometimes it's that way for humans, too. You know, when our animal friends pass, it's not just, you know, the soul that we miss, but we fall in love with those physical bodies, too.
The voice.
So that's what you're saying, that for Max, it was the physical companion.
Just knowing that he was, you know, that Khaleesi was in the other, in the room with them. You know, it's that physical body, the 3D feeling that I'm getting, that he's
grieving.
Well,
now, what if Diane or her son David were to talk to Max and tell him that Khaleesi is fine and you know, is with spirit on the other side and that she's around?
He does know that.
So the bottom line is he just wants to be distracted.
He wants
Which
to
kind
be distracted.
Of, you know, animals process, you know, our stuff. And a lot of people want to be distracted right now from what's going on. And that's kind of what my little warning was about. This is not a time to tune out. It is not a time to distract yourself and tune out. We need to pay attention because it may be the people are the only ones that can save this country right now. And so we need to pay attention.
And I was thinking that... because David actually misses the physical body as well, that Max might be picking up on David's.
And that is a truth. That is a truth. And that's
too.
Yeah, that is a strong truth. Because like Martha was saying, that animals do process what we're going through.
Mm-hmm. They pick up, process, and reflect back. Now, generally speaking, our animals are better at processing death than we humans. Because most of them have a better connection with knowing we're physical bodies second and spirit first. And often they're affected because they are picking up and processing their humans' grief and sadness. Mm-hmm. So often I am contacted. Story's coming through. Here's story time. Years ago, you know, I've been doing this show, I think now, you guys, for 30 years. Whoa. Anyway, in that time, for most of those years, my parents were alive and they were in the city and I would stop by their house after doing the show before I came out back to the country, go home. One day I stopped by and my parents said, oh, we got to talk to you about this lady that's part of our golf club. And her husband, she's in her 70s and her husband of 50 years has passed away. And everybody at the golf club wants us to ask you, their dog is really depressed and really sad. And the dog is having a really hard time. And everybody wants to know from you, what should we do to help the dog? All right. So what I had to do, what I explained to my parents is, well, guess what? It's not the dog that needs the help. The dog is processing, mm-hmm. and what you need to understand is the one you need to help is the widow. Think about this. You know, she's of that 50 years of being with the same person all those years, and that person is gone. And she's of the generation that you don't wash your dirty laundry in public, so you don't talk to anybody about anything. She's the one that's having the trouble adjusting and moving forward and getting through all of this, and it's just being reflected in the dog. So I told him, you got to tell all your friends, you got to focus on the widow. What do you need to do for her to help her move through this? And you'll know you've been successful when the dog is better. Well, turned out that was exactly what needed to happen, and everything worked out. And as soon as they started doing what the woman needed in her life, then the dog recovered and was just fine. Mm-hmm. So, Diane, that could be going on with Max and David's. And one thing that can be really helpful in a situation like this, because both David and Max lost Khaleesi and their dear, you know, friend and family member, that David can sit with Max and grieve with him. Mm-hmm. Talk to him about how he misses Khaleesi and what he loved about her. And he can sit with her and talk about it, and they grieve together. It's really important, folks. You got to know. Remember, I haven't talked about it for a long time, but the human to animal transference. Our animals pick up, process, and reflect back our belief systems, our characteristics, our behavior, and particularly our suppressed negative emotional energy. And so that can be what's going on here, is that David needs to express that grief. Well, have him do it with Max, and they can help each other grieve. And if they move through it like that, that should solve the problems. And in the meantime, you can distract Max at the same time. Does that make
And
sense?
then, yeah, and then also too, that with the gut thing, just if you can, choose some lighter foods, maybe, give some, pumpkin with the food or something that will ease the gut just a little bit as it grieves.
Yeah, because even though they're not
Or,
seeing anything, you're saying there is some upheaval there. We could
yeah.
do more with some Optigest digestive enzymes or something like that. But since you're not seeing anything outward, I think
No,
adding some
it's
pumpkin,
more
what
about the
Natasha just
processing of
said,
the energies.
but adding a little bit of pumpkin would be a really good thing. Pumpkin is really good and helps kind of balance the intestinal tract and all of that. Can be very helpful for that sort of thing. So that sounds like a good idea, Natasha.
Sounds
Perfect.
good.
I'm going to have David listen to this on your encore so he can
Okay,
Good. Well, my
and
love is with you. I
directly
know
from you.
that grieving an animal can be People don't think that it's equal to losing a two-legger. Any animal we lose, two-leg, no leg, four-leg, eight-leg, it doesn't matter. It's our connection with them and what they stand for. And my love goes with all your family who is feeling this loss.
Thank
All
you.
right,
And
Diane.
amen to what you just said. Thanks for all your help.
Good
You're
luck,
very welcome.
and yes, all right. God bless. Thanks for calling
Bless
Animal
you.
World. Bye-bye. All
Bye-bye.
righty, we are going to take care of advertisers and get that out of the way, and then Michael and Gina, you're next. So we'll get Natasha's psychic hat back on again. Because we got questions about their animal friends. So stay right where you are, everybody. More phone calls. Natasha Venter is here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the second hour of our St. Patrick's Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Remember, they've got the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall on the Bothell Everett Highway in the Canyon Park area, the Linwood Community, and the East West Bookshop in Edmonds, and their new Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens. And of course, the services at the Blue Lotus Temple are streamed on their website, anandawashington.org, and on Facebook. So you can watch service after the show, which is kind of fun. And Whispering Dragon Center is open, and you can take advantage of our premier sound healer of the Northwest. That would be Jude Ponton. She is a phenomenal, gentle chiropractics, acupuncture, but the Accutonics with the Accutonic forks I find much more powerful than basic acupuncture. And she is one of the most gifted healers I know, can work with you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center, and I recommend you do that. She's in Shoreline, easy access, lots of parking. It's in her home now. And gosh, what a gift to be with the gongs and the forks and all of that. But she can also work with you remotely. Check her out, whispering-dragon.com. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And of course, remember, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately to help them understand their dog friends and solve problems and all of that good stuff. Got some of those folks coming up right here shortly. So if you know anybody's got problems with their animal friends, tell them. I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. So give them my phone number, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty, it's the third Sunday of the month. Natasha Venter is here, and we are, I think we're headed to Issaquah. Anyway, we are welcoming back to Animal World, Michael and Gina. Good morning, and thanks for calling Animal World.
Hi, Martha. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Michael and Gina. Sounds like you guys are good this morning.
Doing great. Everyone's having a great morning.
Yay.
All right. So so I know we got everybody tuned up last week with Dr. Nels and Linda. Did you notice any difference in the dogs or yourselves or anything?
Penny almost made it the whole week without any submissive urination. She only
Woo-hoo!
Had one when someone came up really quickly and fast to her and just wanted to rub her fluffy little face. But otherwise, she didn't have any else this week, and I think there were definitely a few opportunities that she could have.
Excellent. Because in my experience, that neuroenergetic balancing that Dr. Nels does, that's one of the things, submissive urination, but also, you know, for everybody listening, when female dogs get older, sometimes they start losing some control of their bladders and they leak. Mm-hmm. And then they're usually put on some kind of hormone and all of that. So, well, that's one of the things also that Dr. Nels and the neuroenergetic balancing seems to help a lot. So that's good to know, Michael and Gina, that Penny was better and only once happened this week. That would mean you pretty much better mark your calendars for the second Sunday of every month, and let's get her tuned up every month on general principles for a while until she's done with that. Does that make sense?
Yes. That sounds great to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what would you like, Natasha? Because I know you can talk to me anytime. I know we want Natasha to look at some stuff. So what would you like Natasha to look at? What do we want to know about?
Yes. Hi, Natasha. We've heard a
Hello.
Lot about you. So it's great to finally talk to you. Well,
yes.
Penny was, we adopted her from a shelter, and we know very little about her early babyhood. And we know she probably had a little bit tougher of a time just because of some of the, you know, behaviors she first had with us. Even though she was young, there was just maybe some extra stuff. So we just didn't know if you could tune in and see maybe a little bit of.
Yeah, let's remind so that Natasha can get it. Penny is like a husky shepherd mix. She's very wolf-like in her sensitivity. How old is Penny now?
She's getting closer to 6 months. Yeah, between seven and a half.
And how old was she when you got her?
Well, they said about 3 months, but I think they were off by a couple of weeks. But around.
And
that
where did she come from?
We adopted her from NOAA, the shelter up in Stanwood, and before.
And what did they tell you about her background?
Well, she was there for about a month, and before that, she was at the Everett Animal Hospital for about 10 days.
Animal shelter.
She was dumped at the Alderwood Mall, and then someone just brought her to the Everett Animal Shelter.
All right, Natasha, does that give you enough to tune in, and what are you getting?
That's what I was getting was that the family that got her, and I got this before you said about the dumping at the Alderwood Mall and stuff like that, is that a family got her thinking, oh, I'm going to have this husky and da 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 da. And then
all the work showed up.
Life happened, right? Yeah. And I'm going to say this as loving as I can. They didn't know better to do better.
Okay. So they just dumped her?
They dumped her. And her being that sensitivity piece of it.
Yeah.
That was, how do I put this? Now, I want to put this that animals have a way of jumping back. They have a way of negotiating. Depends on the breed, depends on what kind of jumping back they do. You know, like with the Wheaton Terrier, story, you know.
What do you mean by jumping back?
Well, they can kind of get back on their feet. They kind of can leave their past behind. They can move forward in what they're doing. Huskies have a little bit more, or that breeding has a little bit more sensitivity to the energies that are around them. They're very grounded in who their people are. If their people, you know, are active and going, then they're happy and going. If their family kind of forgets about them, then they're feeling like left out. They don't, their self-value isn't there, if that makes any sense.
Huskies tend to be escape artists and wanderers, so they'll take off.
They do, because if their family is the one that really sinks in with their energy field and says, let's go, let's do the wandering, let's go for the walks, let's go in that synchronicity. But this family was one that basically locked her in I don't know if it was a crate, but locked her in something. They just basically forgot her, and then they dumped her in the big open world. And so there's this sensitivity that she's working through. So the more grounded you could be, the more understanding that she, you know, like, she's one that will get excited about the word, let's go for a walk. But at the same time, though, you'll want to give her some cues that that's what's going to happen.
She's doing much better, because I've been there, and we did two long sessions and lots of work. And then Gina and Michael the family had a trip, you know, vacation planned, and so they went out of town. So Penny, and they also have a Frenchie, Cha-Cha, Natasha, if you're getting, and so they stayed at the Academy of Canine Behavior, and Penny went through a couple weeks of board and train while they were gone. So that's really, boy, is she shaped up. And I think
Michael and Gina, you
said, now you know what it's like to have a really well-trained dog and a dog that's not trained. In a Frenchie suit. But I think that helps stabilize her. But I think, Natasha, what you're saying is that Penny's sensitivity and all of that really goes back to that the first family and what she experienced there, and being cut off from the family and being neglected and confined and then just dumped. That's where this sensitivity is coming from. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. All right. It's
Michael and Gina.
It's It's the uncertainty of people. It's the uncertainty of people are supposed to be my people, but yet they're not my people, but I don't know. And you, she's starting to get into that knowing that you're here. You know, and the more she gets through this hormone change of through the teenage years and the 21-year-old stage of the, I always picture like certain ages of the animal as like certain ages of a human, you know, and like the 6 month is like that 10-year-old that doesn't quite know what to do and they don't know what clothes to wear. They don't know how to fit into the world. They don't know what to do. And then about 7, 8 months old, they're like the 18-year-old that's still trying to fit into shoes that don't quite fit them, you know? And so as you go through this, that the more grounded you are, the more understanding you are, and the more boundaries. She needs strong boundaries. No, sit.
Yeah, that's a dog thing. And I think that they have that now, and I think they're doing their homework, because when I talked to them on the phone not too long ago, one of you guys said that Penny was just finishing her 30-minute downstay. You know, generally, that's part of the homework from the academy. They have to learn to do 30-minute downstays no matter what's going on.
And that's going to be her grounding aspect. Yeah. That's going to be her I'm home aspect. That's going to be her I got my people.
And whenever she gets upset,
she gets to be 2 and 3 years old, she'll know that. But it's during this time when her brain is a kid, you know, and it's growing and it's changing. And so she the more that you can keep with that, what you've learned about having a well-balanced dog, the more that you can work through these next 18, up to about 18 months.
Yep. And, just know that if there's a period of time that Penny seems out of sorts or is having an issue, one of the best ways you can ground her is put her to work, which you can do now with, you know, everything she's learned at the academy. And sometimes I just have them do doggy push-ups, you know, have them on a leash and say, sit down, sit down, sit down. And it's kind of like, you know, Diane's son's dog, Max, and you're talking about distracting him. That's a really good way, is to put her to work doing something. But the other thing I want to say is that knowing that Natasha is saying this extreme sensitivity came because of the way things shook out for her when she was really young and this first family that really messed up. But because of that, and she's able to pinpoint that, what that tells me that I already know is that the best thing we can do for her continuously, besides everything else that you're doing, is Dr. Nell's to reset her periodically. Mm-hmm. Because this kind, when we've got something that refers back to that early life and circumstances that happened, it gets stuck in the body and the nervous system, and that's what Nell's is so good at doing. And so that's why it's going to be really important that we at least get her a free reset once a month, but that's what's going to make up for all of this and bring her through the sensitivity. And I think, you know, you'll probably know that you've worked through it when all that submissive urination is gone. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And it's interesting too, because what you had said, I think we very much wanted to make sure, similar to children, that they have the boundaries. And it's a healthy mix, because I think at nighttime, even when she was small, I think the message, I didn't know why I was saying it, but I was saying, hey, you're ours and you get to stay here and, you know.
Good job.
We're not going to abandon you.
Yeah. You guys are great. All right.
Yeah. No. And I got chills when you're saying that's realigning her nervous system. And that's one thing that as across the board, as doesn't matter who you are, that we're all realigning our nervous system right now. And so the cortisol level, that understanding, and animals are a representation of this. So if she's out of sorts, look at you being out of sorts, like Martha's been saying, you know, that
human to animal transference. Yeah, it's important to keep in
exactly.
mind.
Exactly. So if you need to, remembering that part of your, when you tell her to sit and stay for the 30 minute, maybe that's the time that you practice your breathing. That's when you practice your I'm safe. I'm safe, you know, and doing that kind of thing, because, you know, she's not questioning it like she did before, because you've put her in places where there was boundaries. And there was loving, kind, tough love boundaries. And that's one thing that will always be good for her, is that stronger, loving, you're good. You're good.
Mm-hmm. We're good. And she really is a great little dog. So all that makes sense to you, Michael and Gina?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to check on with Penny or others?
Well, if we had time, and I know, Martha, you met our kitty Nala briefly. Oh, she was a tabby cat, but I've had Nala, I mean, for probably 15 years now, but she came to me when I lived in Southern California, and I had my apartment patio door open, and she just walked into the living room one day.
Yeah.
And she said, "Hey, I think I like it here." But, you know, we asked around to see, "Hey, is this anyone's kitten? Did anybody lose?" And they, no one ever claimed her. And so I claimed her because she claimed me. And I just didn't know, Natasha, if, you had time.
You were claimed by the cat family. You were claimed. Yeah. It's amazing how cats can come out of nowhere and they claim their family. And I call them familiars. Uh-huh. I call them the animal that just sits with you.
Do you think, Natasha, that means that Nala and Gina have been together before?
Yes.
Uh-huh. All right, and that's the energy she was trying. So they have past life energy together, and that's what attracted Nala to Gina in the first place.
Exactly, because she was here to support you through the changes that you were going through during that time, and when you kind of are going through another stage here, she might say, "I cannot support you through that change anymore," but she's still wanting to be here for you. She wants to see what the world's going to turn out like here. And she's going to help you with your pup here too, a little bit, with just grounding and support. Michael, I want you to remember though, that as you're going through this, that this journey with your pup is going to be part of your journey of trusting yourself and trusting your manhood that's going to come in a different strength.
Oh.
Mm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense, but I can hold it and see what that means. I mean, I guess I should say I understand. And I will try to figure out what that means and hold it.
It's a journey, because there's a lot of understanding that men are coming into another fruition of you know, figuring out emotions and still being gentle and kind but firm. And it's a journey. It's a figuring out each individual walk. And she's going to show you how to negotiate. Like, huskies are really good at triggering those moments where you're kind of like going, you know, and she's going to teach you how to breathe through your frustrations. She's going to help you know that you can be steady through those shifts and changes. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah. I don't know how much on the show we can go, but I often am sitting at a top level emotion of frustration, anger.
Yeah, and she's here to show you how to breathe through it.
Okay. Okay, that's
my husband great. Took up baking. My husband took up baking to learn that journey. So,
okay. Okay. Oh, you mean Michael should become a chef? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you picked the dog. My husband picked baking.
Great.
It's a journey. Life is a journey right now, and things are coming into our life to show us how.
Well, and certainly when I saw them for the first time, Natasha, there was a lot of frustration going on, you know. Mm-hmm. With they have a Frenchie, number one, but actually, just so you know, Cha Cha is the best Frenchie I've met in years. I just really fell in love with Cha-Cha. She's a really great Frenchie, but she is a Frenchie.
Uh-huh.
And of course, now the difference between the two of them is much greater, because she hasn't had any formal training where Penny has. But, you know, I think they were pretty frustrated with the puppy and everything going on when I first came in. So that makes sense what you're saying. But I think we've worked through so many of the problems that I think a lot of that initial frustration is not a problem anymore, is it, you guys?
Nowhere near the same at all.
It's not necessarily frustration with the dog, but the dog can mirror how to work through some of that frustration that you may get at work, that you may get in on the car.
Well, they also have kids and teenagers.
Yep. Okay, yeah. So whatever that applies to, just know that this is a good practice for breathing.
So breathing, remember, because that, you know, remember, and we tend to, when we get stressed, is to have a stress reaction and catch our breath and hold and stop breathing. And that locks your energy field and just messes up the detail. So it really is important for everyone to learn to breathe. And you can do so much in balancing your own energy. You can stand in the middle of a room where there's a bunch of kids going absolutely nuts. And if you just stand and do deep breathing, in and out,
yep,
in and out, in and out. Well, you clear the energy in yourself, and the more you stand there and do that, the more you
it
radiates and you clear the room. And if you do that in a room of crazy kids and you just stand there and breathe, it's just a matter of time until pretty soon they've all settled down and everybody's calm and nobody knows what happened. It's like, what happened?
And
I've occasionally had to do that. I've gone into, yep, you know, when I get there to do a counseling session and I go in and the dogs and the kids are bouncing off the wall and it's just nuts. I had a session like that absolutely the craziest energy I walked into. And the only thing I could do was just go to a chair, sit down, and I just started that breathing. And mm-hmm. after 2-3 minutes, the kids all settled down. Everything's calm. The dog's quiet. The kids are quiet. And the parents' jaws are on the floor and saying, how did you do that? What's going on? But anyway, mm-hmm. breathing is important and learning to breathe. And it's one of the best. When you can't do anything else,
breathe.
Breathe.
And it resets the cortisol level. It resets the stress hormone and that stress, the nervous system that is in our body too. So, blessings on this journey, and may things come, because she's going to be a great shower. She's going to be a great teacher. She's going to be a great helper in finding how your energy is mirroring the world around you.
Okay, you guys good?
That's wonderful. Thank you both so much.
Yeah, that's
you're
really
more than
good.
Welcome.
Thank you.
All right, and you
if
get
you
that
want more
second...
help, I can be here for you in a private session.
Okay.
Yeah, Natasha's always available off the air. And just for anybody that wants to know, Natasha's website is intuitiveclarifications.com, intuitiveclarifications.com, or you can call her at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. All right, Michael and Gina, mark your calendars for the second Sunday of April. I expect you to be here for Nils and Linda. Reset again, okay?
That sounds good. Nice.
Definitely will.
And thank you for holding space for a loving being.
Yeah, all right. And give my love to Penny and Cha-Cha. And you guys have a great St. Patrick's Day tomorrow.
You as well.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, we're way behind schedule, so let's get to our advertisers. And it looks like phone lines are open, but let's take care of advertisers. And then we come back, let's get current events taken care of and that kind of business. And then we'll have another whole hour to go, and we'd love to hear from you, 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune into our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down hour number two. Getting ready to fire up hour number three. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins and best dog supplement. I mean, it just is so great for their skin and coat. It comes in a hip and joint formula as well. And if you've got dogs that shed, my goodness, you want to keep the hair on their body and not on your floor. NuPro is amazing for that. I can absolutely tell if Robbie's on it. I don't have the piles of dog hair, you know, floating around the house. I have to brush it off of him. If I take him off of the supplement for any period of time, then they're all over the house again. It's really quite dramatic. I've done that just to test it. So check them out, NuPro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them out online if you can't find them at the store. All the products are available on Amazon. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our wonderful neuroenergetic balancer and Rasmussen reset guy. Check him out through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free phone talk with you if you'd like to know more about him and if he can help you or your animal friends. Go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and fill it out, and tell him you want to talk. If you join his private membership group, only costs $10, and then you get the newsletter every month, and you can join the free classes he does online. And he does teach us how to reset our own animals and how to reset ourselves. It's quite amazing. He also has a new phone number. So if you've got his old phone number, that was a 425 number, you got to dump that. And for those of you that don't have internet and can't contact him through the website, his phone number is 208-451-6003, 208-451-6003. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And shoot me an email if you're interested, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. that catches us up with all of that. And it looks like we've just got a few minutes left before we bring out the love train one more time. But why don't we get quick current events in? That sounds like... Alrighty then. Hey, I don't ever remember this happening so early in the year. But I just found out yesterday. Seattle Humane, Tuxes and Tails 2025. It doesn't happen until May 17th, but guess what? It's sold out. So if you were wanting to go to Tuxes and Tails this year, I can't afford to go anymore, but I'll tell you what, it's a great experience, but they're sold out. But there is something new on the Animal World's current, or on Seattle Humane's current events, and that's summer camp registration is coming up. Time to register. Registration opens March 20th. For some of the day camps, and they've got Shelter Pros camps for returning campers starting in July and then happening again in August. They've got Animal Adventure camps, and these are for grades 3 through 8, 2 through 5, 6 through 8. So for those grade level kids, the annual adventure camps start in June and they happen in July and then also in August. So for the pros camp, that registration opens March 20th. The adventure camp, the registration opens March 27th. And just remember that Tuxes and Tails is already sold out. And Homeward Pet Adoption Center, their annual furball auction and dinner is May 10th. So a week before the Seattle Humane, but you could go to that big party and fundraiser if you can't go to Tuxes and Tails. And I think that's about it for the new stuff on the list. And then just to let you know, next week, it is an extra Sunday. We got 5 Sundays this month going on. And we are going to spend most of it with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And we'll find out about, you know, what's going on with all the animals all around the country, all around the world. And, they got a story to tell. And I haven't heard the whole story. But just so you know that Beth rescued the Whidbey Island rooster. And that Henry now lives with them, who has a wife named Arabella now. Well, the big news is Henry set his tail feathers on fire. Now, he's okay. But don't you want to hear that story? Anyway, so apparently he had a flaming rooster butt going on. And I'm not sure, but I'm intrigued. I can't wait to hear the story. So anyway, you will get to hear Henry's story, how he set his tail feathers on fire. So that's going to happen next week. And I was hoping for a surprise guest, and I don't think that's going to happen at this point. But anyway, so animals24-7.org and Henry's tail feathers in flames. So it should be fun. Alrighty then.
I wanted to yeah. say something real quick. I know we got just a few minutes. But that new pro, even my yeah. dog who has short fur, uh-huh. I can tell the difference. And I was thinking of the husky mix that Michael and Gina have right now.
Yeah, and you were thinking new pro?
Yeah, and I had
it
my
It is
dog.
Amazing product, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so you notice a difference with your dog.
Exactly. And I have a black mouth curs, so she lays flat out all the time. And I knew that I got the joint.
Hip and joint formula.
Yeah, right away when she was a pup. And I can tell she's, 6-7 years old right now, and she doesn't have that achy joint that a lot of dogs that stretch out like that get.
Uh-huh.
She's been doing really good. So So with that, and I can really tell, like I said, that even a short haired dog, when we have her off of it for a couple of days, that it's like, oh, she's my clothes are like have little.
Isn't it
little
amazing
orange,
how the hair stays
orange.
On them? Yeah, the hair stays exactly. on them when they're on NuPro. And so there you go. Now you're not hearing it just from me. Natasha says the same thing. If they run out of NuPro and don't get a new supply right away, all of a sudden she's got hair all over her clothes. Well, that's the way it works. It keeps the hair on them and you have to brush it off. So. Testimonial from Natasha. Thank you for that. Appreciate
You're more
that.
Than welcome. I was thinking Alrighty, of the big furry dogs, you know, like the Husky mixes, the you know. The
sure, absolutely.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Golden Retriever. I was going to say, you know, if Robbie's not on NuPro, he's a Golden Retriever. It's like you get tumbleweeds in your house, tumbleweeds of Golden Retriever fur blowing around the floor. It truly is like tumbleweeds of Golden Retriever hair. So
exactly. I wish I would have had this when I had a Chow Australian Shepherd mix.
All right. Well, we are talked overtime. We've got to close out hour number two, fire up hour number three. Phone lines are wide open. And if you would like to get in line, we'd love to chat with you. Natasha's here. Won't be back for another month. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We're firing up the love train and dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, or get up and join the love train with us. It is so important to send love around, all around this country, all around the world, and especially, please, 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 focus your energy, send all that love to the Ukraine. We need it here at home, but we need it at Ukraine and to all our allies. How about we send love to Canada? How about we send love to Greenland
and
Panama and in our... I mean, come on, folks. Love, love, love. That's our best way to counter it right now. And I energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer to give us a little more spiritual juice when we send this love around the world. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues another hour with me and Natasha right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150.